But they also sell some great systems, and the one we had installed came with a digital display, which is so easy to where you tap it. You just tell it what temperature you would like, and that's it. And you get immediate results. That's the thing. Our old unit, let's say the house was a little bit too warm. You move that little plastic thing that you can't read the numbers on to the left to lower the temperature, and about 2 minutes later, you would hear something. And many minutes later, it would finally start to cool down. The results are much more immediate, yet much more energy efficient. Just saying, if you've been thinking about it, talk to Clark's about a new unit. 277-2125. I never get to say enough about their plumbers, but I can tell you this, they're outstanding. And they're also on call 24-7 for Clark's Club members. So talk to them. Get yourself a membership. They were just at my house yesterday giving me the spring tune-up, so we are ready for the summer, baby. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks close higher after a wobbly day of trading as worries continue to rise about the banking industry. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% after veering all the way from a 1.8% gain earlier in the day to a 0.4% loss. The Dow posted a slight gain of 0.2%, while strength for tech and high-growth stocks helped the NASDAQ composite do better than the rest of the market. Treasury yields shrank sharply again. The Dow was up 75 points today to close at 32,105. The NASDAQ gained 117 to 11,787. The S&P 500 added 11 points to 3948. New York oil fell 94 cents to $69.96 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
502. From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We are slowly getting busy all over the area. Traffic is building. We got a lot of cars on East, South, East, and Northeast Boulevard. Taylor Road is busy. And we're seeing a good bit of traffic now on I-85 southbound out of downtown Montgomery. Getting a little busy from South Union up to the 65 merge. Buckle up, drive carefully, no problems anywhere. A lot of cars out on the road now. The Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
And we would like to welcome Harry to the line. You heard the secret strike.
And thank you so much.
Yes, you were caller three, and you have won Eaton Bowl for two at Bama Lanes. Take a friend, free shoe rental, three games. The incredible Bama Lanes burger done the way you like. You will have a great time. This is a $30 value, and you'll be able to redeem it almost any day of the week. Now you get to speak to Rosie.
Thank you so much, Greg.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for listening. All right, we have a fresh edition of SR News coming up.
At AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, we work on a lot of neighborhood homes, and we're proud to share some of what our customers have said about us.
I noticed that my driveway and sidewalk had shifted over 9 inches. It looked horrible, and it was dangerous. I mean, someone could trip. The team raised it up, and it looks good as new and much safer.
AFS can lift your sinking concrete.
Visit AFSrepair.com to book your free inspection. That's AFSrepair.com.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Brad McDonald coming up.
It's March 23rd, the greatest day ever. On the 23rd of March, 1839, the word okay enters the vernacular. It would be another 150 years before renowned linguist Ned Flanders introduced okay's successor,
Oakley Doakley.
Have a great March 23rd, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hyundai and Kia are telling owners of over 571,000 SUVs and minivans in the U.S. to park them outdoors because the tow hitch harnesses can catch fire when they're parked or being driven. The Korean automakers are recalling the vehicles. Affected Hyundais include the 2019 to 2023 Santa Fe, the 2021 to 2023 Santa Fe Hybrid, the 2022 and 2023 Santa Fe Plug-in Hybrid, and the 2022 and 23 Santa Cruz. The only Kia affected is the Carnival minivan from 2022 and 2023. The CEO of TikTok is being grilled by a U.S. commission to make the case for why the huge popular video sharing app shouldn't be banned. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points. This is SRN News.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
How did the State of Israel get started and how has it survived? It truly is a miracle. This is Seth Talbot along with my father Pete, announcing Against All Odds, Israel Survives is now streaming for free on SalemNow.com.
Actually, this docudrama is a series of ongoing miracles that the mainstream media has completely ignored. A special presentation of Against All Odds, Israel Survives is streaming for free right now, highlighting the miraculous role God has played, only on SalemNow.com.
God, the more I read about it from Fox News on this diversity, equity, and inclusion story, the worse it is. What is white privilege? Joining us now, Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Chad is no longer available. This is the diversity, equity, inclusion commissar. We have been monitoring your show. You will be canceled.
Yeah, appreciate
hey, you know what? Let me tell you something, Greg. You know what I do for a living? I do civil rights,
yep.
Right? I do labor and employment, so I'm very familiar with all this. They are getting their asses sued off for this diversity, equity, inclusion stuff because it is discrimination. And as a matter of fact, I think I told you this a couple of weeks back, the state of Texas has removed all the DEI stuff from their university system because they got sued so many times for intentional discrimination.
Yeah.
And anybody who's out there preaching that minorities can't discriminate against whites, that's not what the federal case law is. I got bad news for you. Anybody can discriminate against anybody if it's based on race, national origin, gender, sex. You know, there's a whole slew of things out there.
Well, Chad, what's happening with this, the trickle-down on this, you saw the story the other day about a group of young black kids beating on a group of young white kids, forcing them to say Black Lives Matter. This is where this is all going, and this is not good. This is bad.
Well, like you noticed you had a bunch of stories about Asians being cold-cocked up there in New York, and soon as they realized that the people that were doing it, unfortunately, were disproportionately black, that story disappeared.
Yes, it did.
They no longer showing it anymore, but all you have to do is turn on the TV, and every day there's another person getting cold-cocked by, I hate to say it, but usually a black youth.
Just go to NewYorkPost.com. They are the last of the few to tell the truth up there.
I mean, we had that 17-year-old who cold-cocked that Asian woman, and she's paralyzed.
Yeah.
She's paralyzed now from the waist down. And, of course, they reduced his bail from $200,000 to $100,000.
Yeah, I saw that. That was today, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he was out on bail for another assault.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, and that's, and I'll tell you what, New York, you get what you deserve. You know, you elect people like that. You elect police officers. You elect police commissioners. You elect DAs like Bragg, who's spending all of his time worrying about Donald Trump instead of prosecuting, you know, criminals, violent criminals, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to learn sooner or later. These cases are going to work their way up through where you have diversity, equity, inclusion officers in corporations and in government who are teaching racism.
Yes,
and who are creating what we call a hostile work environment for people who don't fit their their color scale, right?
Absolutely. And it's insane.
If you do that, you get sued under Title VII or you get sued under Section 1983. You know, and the great thing about it is lawyers who sue on behalf get attorney's fees if they win in their case. So that is what's going on. That's the only way to really fix this thing is to basically hold their feet to the fire, sue them if they don't do the right thing. And you a ton of these cases are being settled. You're not hearing about them, you know. But there's a every time I hear someone, you know, make some stupid comment, you know, like they excluded a conservative white guy from being able to do a talk at the, let's say, University of Utah campus because of their views and other race. But they get sued all the time, you know, because that's a state entity that's barring people based on viewpoint discrimination, First Amendment. And that is a lay-down easy case for a civil rights lawyer. I mean, I love cases like that.
You can't cure discrimination with more of it. It's as simple
as that. That's exactly right. I mean, and getting back to what you were saying a little while ago, when I was in the Army, we had diversity classes, but you know what they were? They were basically, hey, treat people like people.
Yeah.
You know? Stop looking. This is the thing that really gets me. These radical liberals, especially so-called progressives, they only see people in terms of their sex, their sexual orientation, their race, or their gender, or their ethnicity. Stop looking at people like that.
Yeah, I made the point a few minutes ago. You know, in the 70s, we were all trying to be brothers under the skin, right? Yeah. And now they want nothing to do with that. Chad, I got a Brant McDonald coming on in a minute, but I'm so glad you called.
Oh, enjoyed it.
He lives in that universe. And, yeah, a lot of this stuff is swept under the rug. But they go ahead and do it anyway. Some of the things, this woman in the Pentagon has co-authored books that are flat-out frickin' lies. What does Black Lives Matter? In that book, she says, almost all of the protest after George Floyd's murder were peaceful.
That is a lie.
573 riots. That's the new definition of peaceful.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through March 28th. USDA Chuck Roast, $4.96 a pound. Get USDA Pork Spare Ribs, $1.77 a pound. Fresh Chicken Tenders, only $1.99 a pound. You'll find fresh red ripe large tomatoes, 87 cents a pound. Get assorted flavors, half gallon size, Bluebell ice cream, only $4.94. The 16 ounce size of Nabisco saltines, only $2.95. And the 7 to 9 ounce Hillshire Farm lunch meat, $3.99. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center, in Prattville at 720 East Main, and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are the days getting warmer, but the nights are much milder. In fact, the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 61. Clouds on the increase. Tomorrow, look for a very warm day for March, more like May. The high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s, cloudy early, sunshine later. If you have evening plans, I think we're dry through the evening on Friday night, but showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning, some strong, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, the world is spinning too fast. I want off. Let's visit somebody else's world for a moment. That would be the world of money with Mr. Wright on the money. Grant McDonald from Invista Advisors. How was your day?
It was a good day. It was a real good day. You know, markets are still quite volatile, obviously. Still loving the positions that we have in the portfolio. You know, I mentioned yesterday and talked about gold and how it's on a 20-year, right on the verge of a 20-year breakout. And it was up again today. I mean, it came really close to that 190 mark, you know, or the 1900 an ounce type mark. And there's a lot of nervousness in the market, Greg, a whole lot of nervousness. As I mentioned yesterday, you've got the Fed chair and the Treasury secretary that are not on the same page. And this was a huge discussion all day today, all day. Hedge fund guys, large institutional managers sort of white knuckled over this. And as a matter of fact, it resulted in Janet Yellen, doing an about face, changing her tune again. This is like the third time. In order to try to stabilize markets, it is a real, real embarrassment. I got to tell you, it's been decades since I've seen something this really horrible in terms of how we're getting communication from the Federal Reserve as well as the Secretary of the Treasury, and it's just all so discombobulated. It's not what doesn't seem coherent. Doesn't seem very well thought out. That's indicative to me, of a little bit of turmoil and a little bit of wringing of, you know, hands behind the scenes trying to figure out what the best course of action is. And it's showing up in market activity, you know. It really is. You know, you look at the markets, they were stable today, obviously down hard yesterday. But fairly stable today, I guess, because of the very last comment that Janet Yellen finally made. you don't know whether to laugh or cry at this. I mean, this is the United States of America, the greatest, most powerful economic country in the world. And we're sitting over here looking like a bunch of bumbling idiots. In the meantime, we've got China and Russia doing deals, and they're doing deals with India, you know, and the Middle East, and trying to do trade deals in yuan, particularly with respect to oil and natural gas and things like that, and we're over here. I mean, really, we look like a bunch of stooges, and it's just it's infuriating.
It is
really, really infuriating.
I in my daily perusal of 8,000 different news sources, I noticed what good buddies Xi Jinping and Putin have become. Interesting that they should forge such a strong friendship while we have Joe Biden in the White House. And I'm sorry, I don't see that as a positive.
It's not. It's absolutely not. I mean, it is a response by both of those countries from an economic perspective, but also from a wartime footing perspective. You know, they are making these moves in advance. They are moving quickly, forging these alliances, and whatever alliances they've had with other trading partners in other countries, they're taking them to much deeper, more meaningful levels. And you know, all you have to do is even rewind and look 6 months ago when Biden went over to the Middle East, sort of hat in hand, and embarrassed us all with taking a knee and kissing the Saudi crown prince's hand and doing all that, you know, thinking that he was going to get them to unleash, you know, millions and millions of barrels of oil to bring the price of gasoline down.
Right.
And it was leaked to the press that they had a deal, and it was one gigantic rug pull. I mean, the Saudis, who have been pretty decent allies of ours, really embarrassed Biden in that moment. And ever since then, they've been getting more and more cozy with the Chinese, and now we see them do this deal with Iran, okay?
Yeah.
That was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and so from a geopolitical perspective, all of these things are going in the wrong direction. And it's like the U.S. is nowhere to be found. We're not involved in these talks. You know, haven't been invited to be involved in these talks. And you see the carnage that's happening in France with, again, people who are rioting in the streets all yeah. over that country. The disenchantment and sort of the disenfranchisement that the citizens of Canada are feeling right now. Same thing going on in the United Kingdom. And I've said for years, I don't understand why the United States feels so compelled to rush, to literally go in a full sprint, to join these failed economic policies of all these European nations and embrace this deep, deep socialism that doesn't work. But yet we've done it, and here we are. And as I said, it's just really embarrassing. And markets, when you look at financial markets, they're really, you know, there are people who are managing billions and billions of dollars all over the world that are scratching their heads wondering the same thing that I'm telling you right now, and they're very concerned. And you see it show up, as I've said, in credit markets. You're seeing it show up in things like gold, which, as I've said, is at a 20-year high. 20 years. It's just, you know, and gold doesn't pay an interest rate. So think about that. Gold doesn't, you don't buy gold and earn 5% like you would on a U.S. Treasury.
While you were talking, I pulled up my Invista Advisors account, which is what stands between me and poverty. And I was very happy to see it did very nicely today because of the way you got me positioned. And thank you again. I've said that so many times during the afternoon here, but that's why I don't worry about it, because I know you know what you're doing. And I hope others listening will take advantage of and tap that incredible brain by sitting down and having a chat. That's all I suggest. 387-0094. And meet his team, meet Brant, and see if they can't help you put together a plan for whatever may be down the line in your future, from retirement to saving for a home, whatever. It's all on the table, and it's all about you. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's time well spent. You walk out smarter, too. 387-0094, Invista Advisors. Brant, thank you for the time. We will talk tomorrow.
We sure will. Y'all have a good evening.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, our fun segment's coming up next after traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
And just like that, on I-85 southbound, just past Eastern Boulevard, we've got a big accident that just occurred. We've got two vehicles in the center lane of the interstate. We've got vehicles off on the left, off on the right. You will have to ease around the vehicles in the middle of the road to get by either left or right. But it is starting a big bottleneck of traffic there. That's really the only thing we got going on that's major this afternoon. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas. They go fast. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun. Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st. Shop the best sale of the season all week long. Lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. April 1st, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11:01, and our wreath class at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st on the Wetumpka Highway.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Mr. President, your wife called. She's busy in New York. She won't be coming home this weekend.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, fellas, it's party time. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the limo. Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The wife's out of town, so I think I really wanna call some names from my little black book. Guaranteed to make this party cook. We'll call Angela and Pamela and Buffy and Vicky, and before you know it, everything will be freaky. We're gonna throw it down, then we're gonna pick it up. These girls are cute as a little speckled pup. I know I said that I learned my lesson, but I just can't keep from messing. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita, if you please, a little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze, a little bit of Sandra, she's so funky, a little bit of Mary, she's kind of chunky, a little bit of Jessica's what I see, a little bit of break from Hillary.
Mr. President, the girls from Hooters are here, sir.
All right, send them right in. Hey, girls, come on in. Y'all are looking good. Hey, those chicken wings? Yeah, put them on the conference table right over there. Hey, y'all want to see the war room? Jump up and down and move it all around. Put your hands in the air, throw your clothes on the ground, then climb on board and we'll have fun. Want to take a ride on Air Force One? We'll fly so high, we'll touch the sky, and if we get caught, we'll lie. A little bit of Sandy on my lap, a little bit of Tiffany, she likes rap, a little bit of Rita, if you please, a little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze, a little bit of Sandra on the fly, a little bit of Mary on the sly, a little bit of Jessica raising Cain, a little break from that old ball and chain.
Mr. President, the diplomatic pouch from Jamaica just arrived, sir.
All right. Light that baby up. Hey, want to see me inhale?
Let's see it. You go. Come on. He's willing. Willing. Hold it. Back on. Come on. Can you do it? Hold it.
Smooth.
Yeah.
little bit of Monica in the house. A little bit of something on her blouse. A little bit of Rita, she's a go. A little bit of Tina, she's a hoe. A little bit of Sandra on the desk. A little bit of Mary, she's the best. A little bit of Jessica in my life. A great big secret from my wife. Hey, girls, me and you, I can get y'all a job at Revlon too. You know me, I love the freak. See you, babe, same time next week. All right, hey.
Mr. President, Mrs. Clinton just called. She will be arriving after all.
Uh-oh. Okay, everybody. Crisis mode, crisis mode. Straighten this place up. Hey, honey. Welcome home.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. That's an old standby favorite here on Spring Break Week at 5:31. How bad have things gotten? I just got this from one of our great virtual producers. And so many folks do send us stuff to look at. That's how I found about the Alabama citizens who are still awaiting trial for January 6th. Roy Epps, by the way, now says he's going to sue Fox News. Yeah, Tucker Carlson, I think, is putting that whole thing on a show tonight. The circus never ends. But it's gotten so bad, and this is serious, and if we get to chat with Brant tomorrow, we'll bring it up. But right now, the oil market is still using the American dollar as its currency. That's how all the trading is done. But now you've got Putin and Xi getting very tight. And now, Saudi television openly mocking this doddering jerkpot in the White House. And so I was sent a skit. Saudi TV mocks Biden and Harris. By the way, Biden's approval has gone down. They say it's 38%. I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
Half of that 38% has to be people who are just glad he's not Donald Trump. And have their heads so far up their ass they can't see the consequences of him being in office. What's even funnier is that Kamala's approval is 36. But she fit Joe's diversity, equity, and inclusion needs, didn't she? I guess they make room for idiots, too. You just can't have all smart people. You got to have real smart people, average people of average intelligence, and then some incredible dumbassery. That's equity, isn't it? That's inclusion, isn't it? We gotta make room for the dumbasses. So let's listen to this skit. Made up to look like Joe, and he's just wandering around, shaking hands with nobody, being told where to go by a rather large Saudi woman. Oh, here he comes going up the steps to Air Force One. This is Saudi. I didn't think they had a sense of humor there. Wow. I wish there had been some dialogue in that. There wasn't, but I think I gave a good play-by-play. So this is what the Saudis think of Joe Biden. So what happens to our dollar if it's no longer the currency on which energy is traded? I'm telling you, we are being, and then they go in front of Congress today, no, we got to have this giant budget, and Janet Yellen with her mushroom haircut is up there, blah, 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 blah. Every time Janet Yellen opens her mouth, I hear, because she has no idea what the hell she's doing.
She really galls me, Greg, because she says she doesn't know what happened to the banks. She's the Secretary of the Treasury, for Pete's sake.
Honest
if
to God.
She doesn't know, who does? She is bald-faced lying.
But see, diversity, equity, inclusion, Rosie, more important. And apparently the Biden administration diversity, equity, and inclusion plan makes room for people with mushroom haircuts. Income-based tickets. Oh, now, oh, God. This has been the topic all afternoon. Now there's somebody on Fox hucking at China. The traffic tickets, the fines for traffic tickets should be based on your income. Because low-income people are disproportionately affected. That's one take on it. What if I were to infer that maybe low-income people are just bad drivers and do things that draw the attention of police? Because the cops don't know what your income is when you're going on the road. If you're in jeopardizing other drivers or driving recklessly, you get pulled over. So you want to slap on the wrist if that person's income level. We're living in a nut house. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings would like to furnish your nut house like they furnished mine. They've done such a phenomenal job. When you're looking for furniture, choice is everything. Selection is everything. And if you're not including Kaiser on your list of stores to visit, you are shortchanging yourself, my friends, because they have 65,000 square feet. By the way, and this may be our next purchase there, they have these wonderful home entertainment centers that are redesigned to accommodate the big screen TVs that have become so affordable for so many people. And I like that idea better than just putting it up on a couple of end tables, but having it housed, you know, and then you have room to put DVDs and other stuff. Very appealing. They have those at Kaiser. They have multiple choices in every type and style of furnishing, because with that kind of space, they're not limited. So their inventory is huge. And when it comes to navigating those choices and helping you find just the right piece or pieces, Stella and Cheryl are just two absolutely sensational people to work with. They know the inventory, but they have expertise in decor. They're just not writing up sales tickets. And by the way, when they do put together a sales ticket for you, you'll be happy to note that the sales tax you pay at Kaiser is 8.25% and not 10%, because it's just beyond the long reach of Montgomery's 10% sales tax. That's why we say Shop Wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. See the amazing Stella and Cheryl. Wonderful folks, wonderful people, wonderful selection. By the way, qualified customers can go 0% on a purchase exceeding $1,000 for qualified customers. At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and you get a very inviting preview at shopkaiser.com. Kaiser spelled K-Y-S-E-R. Traffic, 538.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Oh, we got a mess on I-85 southbound right past East Boulevard. Two vehicles right in the center of the interstate. You'll have to pass on the left or right. One lane on each side of this mess. And we've also got some other vehicles involved off on the left side of the roadway and on down just past the accident off on the right. Please use caution there. We've also got a new accident now, 2300 block Coliseum Parkway. That's going to be near the zoo and the Chisholm Community Center. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas. They're going fast. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
From WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. City Drug on Dexter Avenue in downtown Montgomery has closed its doors after nearly 100 years in business. A sign posted on City Drug door says the pharmacy's files and employees have moved to Adams Drugs. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has officially launched his re-election campaign. Supporters, community leaders, and others were on hand at Gateway Lodge Park yesterday as Reed said that he would be running again for another term. Reed spoke about the successes and the changes in Montgomery during his administration. He is the first black mayor in the city's 200-year history. Prattville authorities are warning about a delivery scam. The scam involves a text message warning of a supposed delivery problem coming from the UPS or the post office. Police say this is a scam designed to steal your personal and financial information. If you get one of the messages, delete it. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
To make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only are the days getting warmer, but the nights are much milder. In fact, the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 61. Clouds on the increase. Tomorrow, look for a very warm day for March, more like May. The high temperature will reach the mid to upper 80s. Cloudy early, sunshine later. If you have evening plans, I think we're dry through the evening on Friday night. But showers and storms arrive in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning. Some strong, possibly severe. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you majored in history or ancient philosophy, if you've been reading poetry books, never used the acting class you took, well, I don't want to pay for you, 'cause there's nothing useful you can do with your totally worthless degree. If you study archaeology, you're not gonna get a dime from me. If you were a music major, I won't be your student loan payer. Oh, a fashion degree designing shoes, now there's no jobs that you can do with your totally worthless degree.
From the Babylon Bee, I absolutely love this headline. Satire site, folks, 5:45 is our time. Wife doesn't like tone of husband's okay text reply. I think they did a whole episode on The Office on a show that it's not being produced now, but in its time, dared to be
provocative.
They did a great segment on somebody was supposed to text somebody something, and there was a big discussion about how many exclamation points. How many exclamation points did you put on that? Well, none. Well, you got to put at least one, and somebody else said, no, something like that should have 2 exclamation points. And I'm telling you, if I get a reply from somebody, okay, that can mean a lot of different things to me depending on what they're replying to. Because I'm telling you, I am not as dumb as I sound. I am very intuitive. And I know the difference between okay and okay. And I want to know.
Okay.
Our buddy Sam sent me a note, and he reminded me of something that was... Because today, finally, some of these world track and field or whatever... You know, organizations have said transgender women, meaning guys who still have their wang, are not going to be allowed to compete against biological women. It is not fair. And the people that least seem able to understand that are the people that are always talking about fairness. But you may remember this too. There was always a big controversy before Germany became one country. And it became a joke. In fact, it's in one of the Naked Gun movies about East German women. Mm-hmm. And they had to test them. And I was very naive, and I never could figure out, why do they have to test them to make sure that they're women? Can't you just look? I mean, the Olympics were all... I mean, when they were first started back in Greece... The Olympics were performed naked. Woo! They knew how to party in those ancient times. But yeah, he is absolutely right. It was a big deal. Because suspiciously, many East German women just had far superior skills to women from other countries. Okay, Eric the dog. The answer to that is no. A lot of folks are asking. I do have a situation going on. It's in every respect good. I just can't discuss it yet. But in the meantime, it is affecting me. I got a panic call from Jacqueline, who I love. She, when she is your friend or she is your representative, she and Dana Delk, they care. That's their business, to help provide, you know, the legal advice is great and top-notch. No doubt about that. But when you're going through a major life change, it's great to know that the person representing you actually cares and is fighting tooth and nail for the best possible outcome for you. That's why Delk and Tomlinson are the people to talk to if you're facing or contemplating divorce. You know, it's ultimately the one situation in life where you need the truth. I'm done with this. I'm out. You'd be amazed how many people go for a consultation and decide maybe we should give this another try. Because in the emotional maelstrom, that's a word I don't use too often, but it works. In the emotional maelstrom of a situation between two people, you can lose sight of the big picture. And at that time, you need honesty. This is what your life is going to be like moving forward. So it's incumbent upon you to reach out for that type of passionate and knowledgeable representation. They also handle matters of family law. I have now survived 2 procedures. I have not had to use my will yet, but I've got one, and kind of did it here in the studio one afternoon. It's really something everybody, no matter what age you are, you should have. It doesn't cost a ton of money. And should something happen, and we all believe it'll never happen to us, but should something happen, you will be sparing your loved ones an ordeal above and beyond dealing with the grief of a loss. That's as honest as I can be about it. They handle adoptions. They can represent you anywhere in the state of Alabama, and they're available for a consultation via Zoom, in person, whatever works for you. Reach out at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Babylon B, Democrats vow to arrest as many political opponents as it takes to defeat fascism. It's what they're doing, but you know what? It's so true. What else does the B have this week? Exposed 23 foods and how Ron DeSantis eats them. That's a perfect representation of the we'll find anything we can on this guy because he can't possibly be that good. Oh no, this is hilarious. But it is slightly sexist, but it's hilarious. Fox News ratings plunge after hiring non-blonde anchor with no cleavage.
Is that from the Babylon Bee?
Yes. I'm going to post that one. I mean, that's funny. It's also true. 551, and Patrick is on the phone.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, great. Hey, I was listening to what you started off this morning at 6 o'clock. I was just wondering, who was that actually talking?
It's an unknown woman, a commentary I got online, and if you want, I can play it again to close the show. How about that?
Absolutely. It was great. It hit everything on the head.
I'm going to do that. Thank you for the call. All right. It's ready to go. I've entitled it Evil in America. This woman just lays it out. We'll wrap up the show with that. We've got traffic, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. With me, it's me and Jay tomorrow.
Yeah.
We did pretty good. We done good today, we said. I should punch myself.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
And we've got another new accident. I-65 northbound as you're coming into Montgomery right past the Selma Highway, Highway 80. We have four vehicles there. We've also got an accident, I-85 southbound, just past the Eastern Boulevard. What's left of it, the ones that didn't take off, are off on the right side of the roadway. Now, all lanes are open there, but please use caution. We also had an accident earlier, 2300 block of Coliseum Parkway. That's near the Chisholm Civic Center. And in Wetumpka, we've got an accident, Highway 14 at the Georgia Road. All of a sudden, very busy this afternoon. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Rich Tom is here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers, a one-of-a-kind, unique Montgomery jeweler. Troop Booth is the owner, but his grandparents started the business way back in 1977. Now, maybe you're looking for a unique, one-of-a-kind jewelry item. Go to their website, heirloomjewelers.com, click on some of the items. Beautifully designed jewelry passed down generation after generation. Maybe you're looking for a specific item. Troop may be able to acquire it through a network of jewelers that he deals with. And he's dedicated to give you a fair and honest price for your antique and estate jewelry. Heirloom Jewelers is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to 2 by appointment only. So you can call or text Troop at this number, 260-0666. Besides their website, they also have a great Facebook and Instagram page as well. Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0666. They are located on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, here's that clip that was requested. If you want a personal copy, shoot me a Facebook Messenger.
I never dreamed that I would have to face the prospect of not living in the United States of America, at least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. But today I woke up, and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have, well, entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.